Certainly, if you can talk to Jesus, that means you've been baptized for the remission of your sins. You're a member of the Lord's church, been washed in the blood of the Lamb. As seven precious souls on this morning were washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Their robes have been made white. Amen. And we're thankful. It's been an exciting day for Brother Brooks. I love to see souls being saved and restored. It's good to be back with you all. Now, I know it's afternoon. We got out here late. Most of you probably just ate. Those who stood around with us, like myself. And you're going to get sleepy on with something. Be quick. But I want to finish this lesson. So if you're listening today and you're outside these walls and you're on the internet or the conference call, whatever you're using, we want to encourage everyone to remember that God done loved us. He gave his son. His son died on the cross. Is that right? And we are Christians, members of the Church of Christ, the only one you ever read about in your Bible. Now, you got to remember, everybody's not going to believe that because Jesus already told us there's going to be a few to follow that straight and that narrow way. And I'm going to be in that number. I don't know about you. Amen. Now, we looked at them horses this morning. Amen. Them horses. Amen. We looked at them horses. We know the white horse. Jesus was riding on the white horse. He was coming to conquer. We're coming out of chapter 6. And then the one that we have to worry about is that old red horse. He's coming to take us, have our minds and unrest, and it happens all around. It can happen in your families, friends, family, loved ones, even in the church. Don't ever think that the devil needs to work outside of these walls, outside of the body of Christ. The devil going to be right here among the truth. Those who believe in the truth and stand with the truth, the devil is right here. The red horse is in the house with you. Remember that. Don't ever forget that. The devil is like a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour. That's what he's all about. And that's why we got God. But we got the white horse. Now, the black horse coming. All of us going to lose loved ones. All of us going to go in and stay. This life is filled with sorrows. We're going to have sorrows. We're going to lose loved ones. We're going to be in having trials and tribulations. Trials dark on every hand. And we may not understand how God going to get us to that blessed promised land. He'll guide us with his eye. And we'll follow till we die. And we'll understand it all better. How? By and by. So let's go to chapter 6 now in verse 9. Let's pick up right there where we stopped off this morning with the white horse. You want to know more about the horses? Go ahead and listen to this morning lesson. Now, verse 9, he said, when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls. That's important to know about the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and the testimony which they held. Now remember, all the Christians back then were being persecuted. The book of Revelation is talking about some things that was happening during John's time. Many of the Christians were killed because they stood with Jesus. And these souls are now in the afterlife. And they said, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord? And then they said, and holy and true does not judge and avenge our soul on them that dwell in it. So these saints have died. They're gone on. Good to know that the physical life and death is not the end, but the beginning of eternal life. Amen, somebody. Physical death is not our end. And this had to be an encouraging moment for John, because John knew a lot of these Christians, these brothers and sisters in Christ who were fighting with him at the time. He was on the Isle of Patmos. He had got off all by himself, but Jesus came and told him, this is going to happen to your brothers and sisters. That old pale horse is going to come to all of them. The pale horse is coming to us. That's death. On the back of that pale horse is death. And on the back of that pale horse, it came and many of these brothers and sisters had died. But John must be encouraged here, as we should be. The people we love, that we know, are washed in the blood of the Lamb, that are members of the Lord's church, that died in the Lord. The Bible says, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Amen. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Look at verse 11. And white robes were given. And so these souls, the Bible said white robe were given. That's the name of my title of my sermon right there. White robe were given to every one of them. Who is these? The souls that died and were conquered by the one on the white horse. And it was said unto them, they should rest. These souls are crying out to God, how long, Lord, are my people going to go through this? I know, even as a minister of the church, at some point, you want to be at a church where it's at peace. And how long, oh, Lord, we got to go through some stuff. You understand this? The devil ain't going to never give up on us, y'all. We got to understand when we die, even these souls will say, Lord, when you going to avenge them? When you going to take our brothers and sisters out of that world where all the troubles, where the trials, where people are dying, where they crying, and all that, where there's sorrow, death, hellfire is reeking, for he wants all of us to be lost in our sins. You got to remember that. But these souls are they're crying out. And the Bible says, so everyone white robe were given to every one of them. And it was said unto them, they should rest for a little while. He said, calm down. Everything ain't going to be all right. So he's telling them, rest. It's going to be all right. They got to go through the trial. Y'all, this time is short. Time for us, we think of 80 years as a long time. For God, that's not even a day. Yeah. Amen. For one day, as a 1,000 years is that one day to the Lord. Do you understand? Because we only here for a short time. Our life is nothing but a vapor that appeared for a little while and vanishes away. So the Lord is calming down these souls right now. They got to be calm down there now. I know they want us to come home. All the people who loved us and the people who fought the good fight of faith like we have, when we die, the rest starts. We rest from our labors. And we rest from our labors. And how many of y'all want your rest? Well, I want my rest. I want my one day, y'all, we ain't gonna have to do all this fighting and stuff that's going on now. But as long as we living in this life, get ready. You're gonna have to fight. But you don't have to fight alone, because the man on the white horse has already conquered. He's already we are victorious in Christ. In Christ, we are victorious. Y'all understand that? Don't worry about nothing. Listen what they're saying. One of these days, we're gonna all get caught up. We're gonna get caught up in the air with those who have died and gone on forth. The Bible tells us that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13 says, but Paul said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them also which are asleep in Christ will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive, watch it now, and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep or dead. He said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Watch this, and the dead in Christ to rise first. That's them souls down there that died in Christ. And then they which we which were alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud. We're about to meet the Lord in the air. He said, comfort one another. Brother, one of these days, it's going to be peace. One of these days, we're going to be all right. We got to deal with life as it's handed to us, though. And the important thing is we live in life with God. That's why we're back this afternoon. We live in life with God, because life without God has no meaning. Let's finish this up now. In verse number chapter 7, verse 1, it's after these things. John now sees a vision after this thing. He said in chapter 1, after the souls start crying out in chapter 6 and chapter 7, John said, I saw something. What'd you see, John? Four angels. Now you got a picture of this. Four angels. You're going to read for me, Tim? You ain't there? Like, I got to kind of illustrate this, if you don't mind. You sitting over there. You put them down and start reading. Y'all know how I use a reader. They're trying to make me do all the reading. You got it? Verse 1, such Revelation 7. Hey, now, y'all got a picture there. So what he said now, I'm getting ready to close it out. It ain't going to be long. He said, after these things, John said, after all that angels happened with the horses, with the saints that was crying, how long, Lord, are they, our brothers going to have to go through this in that world? He said, after that, I saw four angels
standing
on the four corners of the earth, north, south, east, and west.
The wind should not blow.
It said the wind should not blow.
Nor on the sea.
Notice it said, and I saw an angel.
I saw an angel ascending. He said, now
they they're holding back the destruction. So if the wind would blow on the earth, all four corners, judgment is not coming. Destruction is not coming till God say so. Y'all understand this? And he said, I saw another angel standing, ascending from the east, having a seal of the living God. And he did what?
He cried to the four angels,
to whom it was given. There was another angel, hold on. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't hurt nobody on the earth. This angel is going. The angel has the seal of the living God with him. Can y'all see the picture? You see four angels up there trying to hold back destruction that's coming on the earth. Those angels are still standing as we speak this evening. Those angels, because we have not faced judgment. Because when Jesus appeared in the sky, it's going to be a whole lot of people trying to hide on the rocks and everything else. It ain't going to be nowhere to run, my brothers and sisters. And then he said, what is this seal? He says, saying, hurt not the earth. Verse 3.
Neither the sea.
Don't touch the sea, nor the trees, which until we the earth will not be destroyed, till God say so. He's because we got some sealing to do, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. And then he said, look at that.
And I heard the number of them.
And he said, now, and then John starts saying, who are these people that are sealed? He said, now I heard a number of them which were sealed. They were sealed 144,000. You've heard this before, 144,000. And the Jehovah's Witness say, this is them. This is not Jehovah's Witness. He said, this is, and this is how I know, because the Bible tells us it's not them. He said, it's all the tribe of the children of Israel. If you keep reading, you're going to see, he's going to start numbering them. 12,000 of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 of the tribe of Gad. A tribe of Asher, 12,000 of Nephilim, 12,000 from Manasseh, 12,000 from Simeon, 12,000 from Levi, 12,000 from Issachar, 12,000 from Zebulun, 12,000 from Joseph, and 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin. The idea of sealing is that the Old Testament prophets, all them of the tribe of Israel, have been sealed already. The blood reaches back to them. But watch what he says in verse 9. He said, and I'll be hailed. A great number, which no man could number. And you notice this number is all nations, all kindreds, all people, tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb. Notice they were clothed. Here they are, them same ones. They had these white robes on. Y'all see that? The children of Israel got white robes on. But there's another group. John said, I see them. They got clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. They cried with a loud voice. They had salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. God has sent his Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus gave his life on Calvary. Well, yeah, cruel Calvary, paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name. Salvation has been brought down. Amen, somebody. And so here it is in verse 11. Salvation is no longer to the Jews. It's no longer to the children of Israel. It's no longer just to the 144,000. Salvation to all nations, all kindreds, all people, and all tongues. And then it says in verse 11, and all the angels stood around the throne. Now you got to see all the angels up around the throne of God. And about the elders and four beasts. They fell before the throne of their face and worship God. What were they saying, Tim? They said, Amen. Blessed and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto God forever and ever. And here I like this part. And one of the elders answered and said unto John, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? Where did they come from? John then responds and said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they who came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I'm right about it. All of us who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we talk about these people. John seen another number that no man can number. He said, who are these? He said, these are the ones who came out of great tribulation and have had their robes washed
with the blood of the Lamb.
That's us. That's right. That's us, y'all. That's the Church of Christ right there. That the other one was the Israelites, but this is the Church of Christ. And John said in verse 15,
he said, therefore,
because the stone seal had come out of tribulation and had washed their robe and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. He says, therefore, what, Tim? He said, therefore, they are now before the throne of God and serve him day and night in the temple.
He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.
Shall among them dwell among them.
They shall hunger no more.
They what?
Neither thirst.
They won't thirst.
No more. Hunger.
Now look at this. This is us.
And neither shall the sun light on them.
Every one of us can say hallelujah, praise to God, thank you, Jesus. That's what we ought to be saying. Now one day, y'all, one day we're going to get our rest. Jesus is coming to call him now. The man on the white horse said, come to me. Come to me, all ye that heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But one day, when this world is all over, there's going to be a day when there'll be no more hunger, no more thirst, and neither shall sun light on them, nor any. He said, for the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, shall lead them to living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away
all tears from their eyes.
from the eye. Well, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you truly trusting in Him this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Y'all understand what happened this morning, Highlights? When seven precious souls were washed, they left with white robes. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But I want my robe. I want to get there that day. I want to see what John seen. John saw something beautiful. He said, "Well, I see them, Tommy. What do you see, John? All them Christians who came out of great tribulation. There'll be no more crying, no more dying, no more sorrows, no more pain. Who's it for? It's for them who've been washed
in the blood of the Lamb.
They had their robes washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb." You know, we sing that song, "Imagine, I'm going to trade my earthly home for a better one, bright and fair. Christ left to prepare a mansion for His children in the air. I'll join Him in that land where tears nor sorrows can be found. When I receive my mansion, my robe, and my crown." If you're here today, are you listening out there? You need to be a Christian. You need to have your robe washed white by being obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Jesus said Himself, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved." Amen. You must hear that gospel story, how He suffered on the cross, how He suffered 6 long hours to save you and me, because we were going through tribulation. And Jesus rode in on the white horse to bring salvation to the world. Amen. Salvation has come. Salvation has been brought down. You must believe that He hung on the cross. You must believe they buried Him in a borrowed tomb. You must believe He resurrected with all power. And when you believe it, you must be baptized for the forgiveness or the remission of your sin. And then the Lord will add you to the body of Christ, the church of Christ, no matter what nobody say. You are only Christians in the church of Christ. Don't you worry about what people don't believe. You believe what's been written. For thus said the Lord, the Lord would add to the church daily such as should be saved. The saved are in the one church, which is the church of Christ. Amen. Amen. And nobody shouldn't take us back. We don't pray, we don't apologize for that. When people say stuff that we don't agree with, you don't worry about that. We pray for them. We pray for them that they come to their senses and people will believe that this book is right. Amen, somebody. Is it right? Yes, it's right. Who's going to be in heaven? Those who had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Good lesson. It's a good lesson. I like that lesson. Amen. I said, I really want to get there. I really want to be there. I want to see God. I want to see Him. I want God. I want God to say, "Well done, that good and faithful." How many of y'all want to hear Him say, "Well done"? You got to see yourself stepping up to the judgment with a white robe on. He ain't going to tell you what you did wrong, because you were forgiven everything you ever did wrong. You step before God, all you're going to say is, "Well done." Mm-hmm. "Well done, son. You have been a good and faithful servant. In the end, to the joys of life." God, we walk in there, and the people we love, the people that went on before us, we're going to all be together one day. And we'll be able to say, "Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King. For God is still on the throne." Amen. Amen. If you're here today and you need prayer, you can come. If you want to be baptized, you can come this evening. We'll baptize you. The water's still ready. Clothes are ready. Angels on standby. If you listen to us out there on the conference line, you call in. Let us know you want to be baptized. We'll take care of that for you as well. If you need prayer, now's the time to do it. Let us be standing. If you need prayer, if you need to make a confession, do it. As together we stand and sing the song of encouragement.